So technically, we're done. Technically, we've found the seed, we've ripped it out of its roots, we've planted something else instead to give you some metaphors attached to this process. We've now watered it and cultivated and confirmed that thing is growing strong. We're doing fantastic. So at this point, consider this last phase completely optional. Or really, to be fair, this second to last, to use the right terminology, this penultimate phase as being extra credit where necessary. Compound the change with optional testing. This is a place where whatever concerns you may have brought into our intake interview, I'm now going to feed back to you. So as I pick up the hand and drop it, be there, you're in the boardroom, you're waiting for your opportunity to speak, what's happening now? Oh, I'm calm, I'm relaxed, I'm feeling good. Good, every day and every way you find it even easier to choose that path. As I pick up the hand and drop it, there you are, giving that best man's toast at this wedding that's coming up. Be there in that experience. How's it going now? I'm future progressing into as many things as might be possible. As I pick up the hand and drop it, be there. I had this one recently. I love this example. It's a local hotel in the Tysons Corner area where they hired this pastry chef in their banquet division who is this insane perfectionist. And if something is not perfect, it will not be served to a guest, which now means their conference room table is always filled with like these incredible desserts that are not perfect enough to be served. And now the staff is eating them. The entire staff was now gaining weight. There you are, you're in that meeting, and there's this entire display of all these intoxicating foods. How are you feeling now? I'm barely noticing them. I have no interest in them whatsoever. She's suggesting that to herself in this moment. Now, before I say what I'm about to say, again, think of this metaphor of jumping through all the hoops. Think of this concept of stick them to one thing, stick them to something else, compounding through all the levels. What have we now achieved? I've got a client profoundly hypnotized who has gone back to an earlier event, who has now retrained themselves, relived the event, integrated it, paced it forward. So unless you have that filter in place for what I might do next, otherwise you'd go, I can't believe you would do that. This is a place where trying to scare the client, trying to twist the knife of the old issue, or putting them in rather uncomfortable scenarios becomes a goal to get the polarized response of how things used to be. So this is the moment where I may grab the side of the chair for my fear of flying client and go, and there's turbulence and the plane is shaking. How are you feeling? And I'm suggesting through my tonality, how are you feeling now? Oh, it's almost like a roller coaster, though I am looking forward to being back on the ground. Notice where I'm doing it. I did not begin the session that way. Stop it. A favorite one for public speaking. There you are giving that presentation. You're looking out into the crowd and there's that person smiling. They're loving what you're saying. How are you feeling now? Oh, I'm feeling good. There you are and there's someone watching you. They're not smiling, but you can tell they're listening. How do you feel now? Oh, I know they're absorbing the information. There you are and there's that jackass texting on his phone. He's at work. You know he's probably playing Angry Birds. He's supposed to be listening to your presentation. How do you feel now? Oh, I'm going to talk to his boss on the way out. This is coming from my client now. There you are speaking, and there's that person. I don't know what it is. You know it's not your fault. You know, I'd hate to be a dog in this person's house. They are hating you with their eyes. They are scowling with arms crossed while you're speaking. How do you feel now? Oh, I'm glad I'm not him. There's a woman by the name of Bethany in the book out there that this woman had an eating disorder that, let's go there, it was mom's fault. Mom would be watching this girl eat from age 4 up until like 28 when she came into my office. Are you really going to eat all of that? You don't need all of that. I mean, let's go there. Bitch if a mom served her that, you know? If you think she should have less, I'm maybe a little bit creative with how I feed my kids. My kids eat in courses. Why? Because this morning, as we have this really, really nice, high-quality, organic cinnamon raisin bread that we get them that they love, that's all good ingredients, and then a side of eggs, I know that they're going to fill up on the bread. So, hey, Max, here's your eggs. And he finishes that. And, oh, here's some toast. Yay. And then comes the banana. Otherwise, he's going to eat the sweeter things first. So, no, it's mom's fault. Let's go there. And there you are. You're dining out. You're around family. And mom is staring down every bite you're eating. How do you feel now? I'm having to excuse myself to go to the bathroom to keep from cracking up in front of her. And I think she actually then had that exact experience at an Applebee's that night. You know, so again, take note of when I am doing this. Unless you hear the whole preamble of when I'm choosing my moment, you know, I am putting them in the challenge scenario for them to test themselves out, you know. There you are, it's a cookout, and suddenly there's a snake slithering by. How do you feel now? Well, I don't want to pet the thing, but I move somewhere else and let someone else take care of it. There you are in a hotel, there you are in the courtroom again, and there's a spider crawling across your table once again. What are you doing now? I crush the damn thing with my bare hand. And she was funny because then I realized I don't have a Kleenex. I'm going to put some in my bag. These are moments that I could not have suggested, but I'm putting them in the scenario, which is just driving that nail of the change even more deeply. Though again, take note, I'm doing this at the end of the process. And then often optional testing, which is our supercharged formula all over again. So notice now, the more you try to find that fearful sensation, it just goes further and further away. Try to bring back that feeling. It just goes further and further away. Depending on the rapport with the client, which again is a phrase to tell you something good's about to come up next, this is a place where I may curse, I may cajole, I may bully my client where appropriate. Oh, come on, you just dropped $1,000 on this. Bring back that feeling of fear. It just goes further and further away. Try and bring it back. And by doing it in that style, they're laughing at it now. Mm-hmm. Talk about a pattern interrupt. Now, choose your moments, choose your style. This works for me. Oh, come on. You've been binge eating since you were 6 years old. You ought to remember this shit. Try to bring back the feeling. And she's smiling. I can't. That's where I want you at the end of the process, which, by the way, we remember the critique. Oh, I don't do age regression because it's all about dragging them through the mud. Do you see there is a better way?